Okay, girl, buckle up because today's tea is scorching. I've got celebrity drama, shocking reveals, and some mess that you are not ready for. I'm Tasha, and this is The Tea with Tasha. Let's dive in. Right, so first up, we've got some absolutely adorable royal tea, and I'm actually living for this one. Our girl Meghan Markle has given us a little peek into Prince Archie and Princess Lilibet's Easter celebrations, and honestly, my heart is melting. Okay, so apparently these little royals were out there running through the grass with their Easter baskets doing proper egg hunts, and get this, they had bunny ears on! Bunny ears! I'm sorry, but can you imagine little Archie and Lilibet with bunny ears racing around their garden? The cuteness levels are off the charts! Now, girl, we rarely get glimpses into Harry and Meghan's home life with the kids, right? They're proper protective parents, which I actually respect. But when they do share these little moments, girl, it just shows they're giving these children the most normal, fun childhood they possibly can. Like, forget the royal protocol for a second. These kids are just out there being kids, hunting for chocolate eggs, and probably getting grass stains on their clothes. And you know what I love about this? It's giving very much, we're just a regular family vibes. No stuffy royal Easter service, no formal portrait. Just pure family fun. The way it should be. Meghan's really said, my children are going to have joy and I'm here for every single bit of it. But okay, moving on to some tea that has me absolutely shook. Lisa Kudrow, our beloved Phoebe from Friends, has just dropped some truth bombs that have me feeling all kinds of ways. So apparently, back in the day, Lisa felt like quote-unquote nobody cared about her and that people were calling her the sixth friend on the show. Girl, the audacity of some people. Are we talking about the same Phoebe Buffay who gave us Smelly Cat? The same icon who brought us the most chaotic, hilarious energy to that show? Lisa's saying that some people thought she was just lucky she got cast, like she didn't earn her spot. I'm screaming! This woman is a comedic genius. Phoebe was literally the heart and soul of so many episodes. Like, can you imagine Friends without my eyes, my eyes? Or without her singing at Central Perk? And this just goes to show you, even when you're on one of the biggest shows in television history, imposter syndrome is real. Here's Lisa Kudrow, absolutely killing it as Phoebe. And she's feeling like she doesn't belong. It's actually quite heartbreaking when you think about it, but can we just take a moment to appreciate that Lisa's speaking her truth now? She's basically saying, yeah, I felt overlooked, but look at me now! Because let's be real, Phoebe is arguably the most quotable character from that entire show. The woman gave us iconic moments every single episode. This reminds me that we need to give people their flowers while they can smell them, you know? Lisa Kudrow was never the sixth anything. She was Phoebe Buffay, and Phoebe Buffay was everything. Now, speaking of people living their best lives, Prince Harry is out here on ski trips taking selfies with Justin Trudeau and Olympian Eileen Gu. Girl, the connections this man has. I mean, we knew Harry had famous friends, but seeing him just casually skiing with the Canadian Prime Minister and an Olympic gold medalist is giving me life. Like, imagine your holiday photos being with actual world leaders and Olympic champions. The privilege. But also, good for him. You know what I love about this? Harry's really said, I'm going to live my life after all that royal drama. He's out here making friends, going on ski trips, just being a regular person who happens to know some very important people. It's giving I'm thriving energy, and honestly, after everything he and Meghan went through, he deserves to be out there having fun. And can we talk about how this shows Harry's just a people person? Like, he's not just networking for the sake of it. These seem like genuine friendships. Eileen Gu's an absolute superstar, Justin Trudeau's. Well, he's Justin Trudeau. And there's Harry, just being Harry. It's actually quite sweet. Plus, I bet the conversations on that ski trip were fascinating. Imagine the stories they must have shared. Politics, sports, royal life. Girl, I would pay to be a fly on the wall for those dinner conversations. But okay, now we need to talk about some drama that has me feeling some type of way, and it involves Rumor Willis defending her parenting choices. And honestly, I have thoughts. So apparently, some people have been giving Rumor grief about her parenting, and she's hit back with a video of her breastfeeding her 3-year-old daughter. And girl, the audacity of people thinking they can comment on how this woman feeds her child. First of all, rumor's a single mom doing her absolute best for her daughter. She shares this little girl with her ex Derek Richard Thomas, and she's out here navigating motherhood in the public eye, which cannot be easy. And then people have the nerve to criticize her? Let me tell you something. Extended breastfeeding is completely normal in many cultures around the world. The World Health Organization literally recommends breastfeeding up to 2 years and beyond. So why are we making this woman feel like she needs to defend feeding her child the way she chooses? And you know what I love about Rumor's response? She didn't back down. She said, "This is how I parent my child," and shared that video anyway. That's giving proper mom energy right there. She's basically said, "I don't need your approval to feed my daughter." This whole situation just reminds me how judgmental people can be about parenting. Especially when it comes to celebrity moms. Like, these women can't win. They're either not present enough, too present, not breastfeeding long enough, breastfeeding too long. It's exhausting just thinking about it. And can we acknowledge that Rumor's dealing with this while also watching her father, Bruce Willis, go through his health struggles? Like, this woman has a lot on her plate, and the last thing she needs is random people on the internet telling her how to parent her child. The fact that she had to make a video defending feeding her child is actually mental to me. But good on her for standing her ground and showing other mums that you don't have to justify your parenting choices to anyone. You know what? All of today's stories are actually giving me the same energy. People living their lives authentically, despite what others think. Megan's giving her kids a normal childhood. Lisa's speaking her truth about feeling overlooked. Harry's out here making friends and having adventures. And Rumor's parenting her way without apology. That's the energy we all need to have. Like, forget what people think, forget the criticism, forget the judgment. Just live your life and do what makes you and your family happy. And honestly, in a world where everyone's got an opinion about everything, sometimes you just have to say, "This is who I am, this is what I'm doing, and if you don't like it, that's a you problem." And that is all the tea I'm spilling today. Make sure you come back tomorrow because you know there's always more drama brewing in Hollywood. I'm Tasha, and remember, the tea is always hot on this podcast. Bye, girl.